Gwine to Brookwell. At Easter, though the wind were high, we found we had a sunny sky, and so old Dobbin had to trudge his dousty road be nap and brudge, and jog wi' hanging vetterlocks a-shaking round his heavy hocks, and us, a load not much too small, a-riding out to Brookwell Hall. And there, endoused from Dobbin's heels, and green light wagons vore wheels, our merry laughs did loudly sound in rolling winds athirt the ground, while sheenin' ribbons' coloured streaks did flutter round the maidens' cheeks, as they did zit wi' smiling lips, a-reachin' out their fingertips towards some takin' place or sight that they did show us, left or right. And once, when Jimmy tried to place a kiss on Cousin Polly's face, she pushed his hat wi' wicked leers right off above his two red ears, and there a rolled along the ground wi' spreading brim and rounded crown, and found at last a cowpond's brim, and launched his off to take a swim. And there, as Jim did run to catch his naked noddle's bit of thatch, to see his strinings and his strides, we laughed enough to split our sides. At Harwood Farm, we passed the land that Feather's father had in hand, and there, in open light, did spread the very grounds his cows did tread, and there, above the stone and tun, of o'er the dazzling morning sun, were still the rolling smoke, the breath a-breathed from his old house's hearth. And there did lie, below the door, the drashel that his footsteps wore. But there his mate and he both died, wi' hand in hand and side by side, between the same two peals a-rung two Sundays, though they were but young, and led in sleep their worksome hands, at rest from toil wi' house or lands. Then vor children laid their heads at night upon their little beds, and never rose again below a mother's love or father's hoe. Dree little maidens, small in face, and one small boy, the fourth in place. Zoo, when their heedful father died, he called his brother to his side, to make him stand in his own stead, his children's guide when he were dead. But still, of o'er 6 years brought round the woodland gookoo's summer sound, he wasted all their little store, and hardship drove him out a door to toil till toilsome life should end, without a single earthly friend. But soon, wi' Harwood back behind, and out o' sight and out o' mind, we went a-rottlin' on, and made our way along to Brookwell Slade. And then we found ourselves drawing nigh the lady's tower that rose on high, and seemed a-coming on to meet wi' growing height old Dobbin's feet.